As wastewater indicators indicate rising COVID-19 cases in Ontario, other local indicators are holding steady, according to York Region's Medical Officer of Health. Dr. Barry Pakes said COVID-19 transmission is increasing again in the community following most public health measures lifting this month, which was expected. But he said other metrics, such as hospitalizations, ICU admissions, deaths and institutional outbreaks, are not yet rising here. Fortunately, thanks to our exceptional vaccine coverage, we're not yet seeing a significant increase in other indicators, Pakes said. In York Region, these metrics are stable. However, in some other regions in Ontario, we are seeing increases. York Region has 29 COVID-19 hospitalizations as of March 25, significantly less than the 244 peak in January. Within March, regional hospitalizations peaked at 56 March 7. But Pakes told Regional Council March 24 that a precipitous rise in cases versus a gradual one could make the difference between whether mandates return. He has continued to recommend masking in confined settings and getting a third COVID-19 booster vaccination dose. Wearing a mask is now a personal decision, but this decision affects you and others, Pakes said. He also highlighted the demand from local seniors for fourth vaccination doses, something the province is offering for those in long-term care facilities or high-risk individuals. More than 5,000 region residents have received that extra dose, but Pakes said they are not yet available, or needed, for the general public. The evidence on fourth doses is accumulating worldwide and looks very promising for those at higher risk. But it is not necessary for those in Ontario at this time, he said. For now, it is third doses that are critical. In York Region, 56.1% of eligible residents age 12 and older have received a booster dose as of March 24, compared to 89% of residents 12 and older who have at least two doses.